Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
I have a very articulate chartered accountant by the name Pavan who sent me a voice note which I think will be of great use to you and me. Now, we're all salaried employees. It's a different thing that some of our salaries haven't come, but we're on paper salaried employees. And what are the changes with the new financial year? Well, there are quite a few. And how is it going to impact us? We have a pro telling us about this. Breaking it down for me is, like I said, Pavan, a very well-spoken chartered accountant. Pavan, go for it.
Hello, Disha. I am Pavan Sharma, partner at Balakrishna Consulting LLP, a firm of chartered accountants at Wilson Garden in Bangalore. At the outset, I welcome you all to the financial year 2018-19. Like each year, in February, the Honorable Finance Minister Sri Arun Jaitley proposed changes to the income tax and other financial laws. I take this opportunity to share some of the important changes proposed, those that affect you and me. This year, the Finance Minister has most graciously acknowledged a fact well known to all, that it is the salaried employees who shoulder much of the tax burden. To alleviate this pain, a flat deduction of Rs 40,000 from the salary of employees has been introduced. The employees do not have to submit any documents to claim this benefit. But before you jump off your seats and applaud this generousness, there are two other changes you must know. One, the budget has simultaneously withdrawn two benefits, conveyance allowance and medical reimbursements, aggregating Rs 34,200 per annum. Thus, the net benefit after the introduction of standard deduction is only Rs 5,800. And two, the rate of cess has been enhanced from the existing 3% to 4%. It shall now be called health and education cess. The cumulative impact of the new standard deduction, the replacement of existing allowances and the increased cess is that for employees in the salary range Rs 10 lakh, your net take-home pay will increase by a magnificent sum of Rs 150 per annum. That's less than Rs 1.
I've got a message from a senior citizen. His name is Shankar. He says, Disha, are there any benefits for us in the budget? And is there anything that we can look forward to in this financial year? Shankar, Pavan's going to answer this question for you. He is the chartered accountant who's on board with me this morning.
This budget has been very kind to senior citizens. There are three major changes introduced. One, the deduction for medical insurance and medical expenses has been enhanced from Rs 30,000 to Rs 50,000 per annum. This will also benefit individuals who take health insurance cover for their parents. Two, deduction towards treatment of critical illness has been enhanced from 60,000 to Rs 1 lakh. 3. A new section has been introduced to provide relief against interest earned by senior citizens on any deposit, savings, fixed, or any other maintained with a bank or a financial institution. The quantum of deduction is Rs 50,000 per annum.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho.